I'm here outside the city council chambers with Calvin Christian. And Calvin, why are you here tonight?
Well, just to kind of keep updated on city business. So nothing in regards to the file case, but just kind of monitoring city business.
And tell me where things stand this week, looking ahead to next week with those filed cases.
Well, we just got done doing a deposition of the Springfield Police Department Union President, Don Edwards. We were able to gather more information in regards to his deposition. And right now we are scheduling further depositions toward the end of August for possibly Deputy Chief Busher, the Chief Police, and a few more officers.
And what information can you share with us regarding the information that you've been able to gather in your deposition? Some of that information already published here and in other media outlets, but what can you share with our listeners in regards to that?
That there are approximately 25 to 35 internal affairs files that have not been shredded, but the city continues to refuse to release those files. We found out that Deputy Chief Cliff Busher was also in the meeting when the memorandum of understanding was signed. We also found out that Cliff Busher's internal affairs files were not subject to the memorandum of understanding because the memorandum of understanding only applies to union members, and anything above a lieutenant is not in the Springfield Police Department union.
Are there not unions for officers within the Springfield Police Department?
I believe it's just a management staff, and that's what Busher is part of.
And it's not something where prior to his promotion he would have been, after his promotion that he would have remained in police union, sort of grandfathered in, if you will. I'm sure that's not the correct term, but remaining within the union regardless of the fact that he had been promoted?
Well, as of right now, he's considered not in the union. When the incident happened in Missouri, he was also not considered in the union because he was the commander with the Springfield Police Department. And even though he was demoted down to a lieutenant and above are not in the Springfield Police Department union.
And do you have any comment or any information that you can share with our listeners regarding the federal lawsuit, where that stands?
Right now, we do have a hearing set in federal court. The hearing, I believe, is scheduled for August 21st. That date is when the judge is going to make a determination or hear arguments on whether Noel Law Office can continue to represent the city of Springfield.
And there was some question as to whether there was a conflict there, I understand?
Yes, the conflict of interest was I had a previous conversation with the Noel Law Office in regards to filing a harassment lawsuit against the Springfield Police Department.
And so you and your attorney feel that John Gray Noel and his office is not in a position where they can defend the city against your suit. Is that correct?
Yes, that is correct. I did share information with the Noel Law Office in regards to the pullovers by Springfield police officers, as well as the harassment started after my first Freedom of Information lawsuit against the Springfield Police Department for internal affairs files.
Do you have any desire to seek public office here in the city of Springfield?
Definitely. I do have a desire to seek public office. I think it's a lot of good things that can be done here around the city of Springfield, and that is something that I look forward to doing in the future.
Do you have any concerns about your history with the Springfield Police Department, how you may be viewed in the media as a candidate for public office, given your history, your legal history, and also the fact that your interactions with the media, you'll be considered, you'll be viewed as a candidate rather than as a private citizen and as a reporter.
Definitely. And I know that once you enter the ring for running for public office or even holding that public office position, that basically your private life is now public life. So that is why I am seeking out everything. I am going through the process of being able to tell my entire story, being able to tell about the police encounters in federal court. So then that way the public can definitely understand my actions and see that, well, wait a minute, this guy has been ticketed over 100 times. It definitely must be something going on.